Customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, Laura, I would like to, as I told the other people a month ago, I wanted my money back because I never ordered this product. I ordered it once. I paid for it. I tried it. It does not work. They sent me another. They billed my account. They always bill me before I get the package. I called and canceled, and she said that we can only give you 75% of your money back. I said, no, I didn't order this, and I want all my money back. So she said that, you know, the order was canceled, and now today you guys did the exact same thing. Charged me again, $89.65 and $87.87. I did not order this. I want, all I'm asking for is my money back. I sent the product the last time they mailed it to me. I just gave it back to the man, sent it back to the sender. I didn't even open it because I knew what was in it. And now I'm probably going to get another package here the next day, and it's going right back. All I want simply is to get my money back. The first time I ordered this, I only ordered keto weight management. I had nothing to, I never ordered the bio cleanse or whatever. Okay, look, I'm not even arguing about that. Okay? All I want is $89.65 twice and $87.87 twice. Put back into my account. So I'm asking.
Okay, and what's the name on the account, sir?
Doug Acles, A-C-L-E-S.
And the shipping address?
2108 Olympic Street, Springfield, Ohio, 45503.
Okay, let me just look over your account here. Okay, so on the trial offer that you received for the rapid keto burn and cleanse, that trial offer is only a 14-day trial, sir. We pay the shipping fee. Now, you stated that you had called in to cancel previously. What's the cancellation number?
She didn't give me any number.
When you called in previously, you did not receive a cancellation number?
Nope.
Well, we cancel an account. We provide the number over the line, and we send it via email.
She did not give me anything, and I never received anything in the email.
Okay, so when this account looks like the first time that you called in, I see when you called in the last time.
Okay, and that was to cancel. Okay,
right.
And she said that she would cancel. The argument was, why do I only get 75% of my money? Now, it doesn't cost you that much money to ship that package. And I never ordered it in the first place.
So you never started the trial.
I told you, I got the first bottle. I only ordered keto. You send the cleanse and add that to the bill. Okay? So I didn't say anything. So I tried the product, did absolutely nothing for me. And then you send me another thing a month late, you know, within 2 weeks or whatever. The thing is, you say a 14-day trial. Well, if you read on the directions, it takes longer than 14 days to even know if anything works. So that's just a scam.
Right, that's why we provide all of that information in the terms of service before you place your card information. Now, the question that you're asking me about the 75%, sir, That is because we don't refund the charges and we don't take returns on the product. So that agent really did go out of their way to help you. We don't refund the charges on these products.
No refund?
No, sir.
I didn't ask for refund on the first order. I did not ask for that. Okay?
Right, but there
All
was
I
no
did,
cancellation. That's why you were billed.
you sent me another month or product and billed me again. That's when I called, when I saw it on my credit card. And I called and said, I don't want this, and I want the charges taken off. I never reordered. And are you there?
I'm listening to you, sir.
Okay.
So you
And
don't have to place a
she said that.
reorder. What happens is when you place the trial and you don't call in and cancel, you get billed for it after the 14 days and you have an auto subscription. That's why you were billed because you didn't cancel.
I don't have an auto one. You know that I called and canceled this. You know that.
Right, I just stated that to you. I see the date that you called in to cancel. The billing is prior to that date.
The billing came before.
That's what prior means, sir.
Huh?
You were billed before you canceled. So the billing on your account is due to you not canceling out that trial. It turned into an auto subscription.
Wait a minute. I was billed because I didn't know I was getting the product. And then you send me another shipment of this stuff, and that's when I said, put it on my credit card. I called in and said I never ordered this, and I hadn't even received it. And I said, she goes, well, then we can give you back 75% of your money and we'll cancel the prescription. Okay? Fine. You never sent me that money. And now you're billing me again. And that's the money I want back. I want both those shipments back. I did not order them.
So as of your date of
I don't know why it's
cancellation, sir, there has not been any billing on this account.
Come on, it's on. You want me to see it on my bank records?
I can see the charges, sir. You were billed in September, October, and November.
Are you telling me that you didn't cancel this in November, so you sent me December?
No, that's not what I stated, sir. I see the date
Okay,
of your
but what did you
cancellation, and you were refunded in November when you called in to cancel.
No, I was never refunded.
I see the refund on the account, sir.
You get what?
I can see a refund that was processed.
Well.
All
Believe
the calls
me,
are recorded,
I never
sir. I have the call here pulled up in front of me. I can see it.
I never expected to see this on my card again. You never sent me my money. Any bit of my money.
Okay, if you'd like to call back in with your financial institute, we can verify the refund that was placed. We refunded $89.65 and $87.43.
Okay. When my bank calls you back, I want all my money, no 75% of the last one and 75% of this one. I'll prove to you that you never sent me a dime. And then
you were refunded $89.65 and $87.43, and we can confirm that for you. That was done on November the 6th.
On November the 6th.
Right. Would you like the transaction ID number?
Yeah, hang on a minute. I want to get your name down.
Sure.
All this stuff. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. My last name is Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. And you were refunded on November the 6th.
For how much?
You were refunded $89.65 and $87.43.
Okay. And then I was billed again on December?
No, you were canceled. You were canceled as of the 6th of November.
Okay. I have these exact same charges on my account as of 12/10/2020. They just hit my card today.
Okay, allow me just a moment and let me see here. I got the card ending in
4533. Yes.
Is that the last four of the
cards? Let me make sure I put this.
Okay, I'm searching for it now, sir. You said you just see the billing for today. How much is the charge?
Yes, 12/10. Same thing as the last time, $89.65 and $87.43.
Okay, and your cancellation date was on November the 6th. Okay, I found a charge for December the 9th, and it's in the amount of $89.65, which that's an error. You shouldn't have that charge. I can refund that to you now because you canceled on November the 6th. And when you called in on November the 6th, there was a refund process for you that day for $89.65 and
$87.43.
Well, so the charge that went through in error, the 12/9, I refunded that to you now.
Okay, but I'm just telling you. So to who do I send this from the bank on this other refund
you can,
that I supposedly got?
I'm going to give you the transaction ID number. Let me just, pulled it back up. Okay. The transaction ID is 5766426613. And if you want to verify, you know, that refund that was done back on November the 6th, you can call back in with the bank and we'll verify that that refund was processed for you so that they can look for it if you're saying you haven't noticed it.
No, I looked all the time. It's been quite a while. I still never got anything, and then I got this one.
Okay, well, the one that you got for December the 9th, sir, that was an error because your account is canceled. And I'm going to flag your account so nothing else can be billed to that card.
Okay.
So if you want to do that, I'll leave a notation on your account just so when you call back in, you don't have to wait on a supervisor. Anyone who takes your call will be able to help you.
Okay. So is there a special number I call?
You'll call the same customer support line.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Bye-bye.